VOA News. Anti-racist protesters far outnumbered the handful of white supremacists who turned out Sunday for what they called a white civil rights rally across the street from the White House. Police set up an area in a park to keep the two sides apart to prevent a repeat of last year's neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that exploded into violence. An early morning explosion at a building thought to be used by an arms dealer killed at least 42 people, including 12 children, in Syria's rebel-held Idlib province on Sunday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion happened in the town of Sarmata near the Turkish border. It said an arms depot in the basement of the building had detonated, causing the entire multi-story structure to collapse. The White House is responding to claims by former presidential adviser Omarosa Manigo Newman that President Trump is a racist and that she has tapes of him using a racial slur about black people. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, she says Trump was heard saying the word as he filmed a television show.
Once I heard it for myself, it was confirmed what I feared the most, that Donald Trump is a con and has been masquerading as someone who is actually open to engaging with diverse communities. But when he talks that way, the way he did on this tape, it confirmed that he is truly a racist.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway responded.
She told ABC News the day after she was fired that she had resigned. She's now saying she was fired. She told ABC News the day after she was fired that, quote, Donald Trump, no, he's not a racist, that she wouldn't have been there.
This is VOA News. Malians voted in a presidential runoff election Sunday amid heavy security to thwart violence. The government stepped up security for the runoff, deploying an additional 6,000 troops in addition to the 30,000 who were already on duty. Voters are deciding whether to hand incumbent Ibrahim Boubacar Keita a second 5-year term or replace him with opposition challenger Soumaila Cisse. The UN Refugee Agency says it is increasing its efforts to reduce the risk of the spread of the deadly Ebola virus as refugees flee the Democratic Republic of Congo. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency is working closely with DRC authorities and other agencies on actions to contain Ebola on the national and regional level. But its main focus is to monitor possible Ebola infections among refugees fleeing across the border, mainly to Uganda, from conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri. The number of newly arriving refugees into Uganda from these two Ebola-affected provinces increased during July from 170 a day to 250 a day. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The American space agency NASA launched the Parker Solar Probe on Sunday.
1-0. Liftoff.
This is the moment NASA launched its expedition to, quote, touch the sun.
A daring mission to shed light on the mysteries of our closest star, the sun.
The Parker Solar Probe was launched on board a Delta IV heavy rocket from Cape Canaveral on Sunday. Its 7-year mission will bring it to within 3.8 million miles of the solar surface. That might sound like a lot, but it's 7 times closer than any previous spacecraft. The probe will travel into the sun's solar corona. That's the hazardous region of intense heat and solar radiation that you can see during an eclipse. There, it'll be up against temperatures reaching nearly 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, or 1,370 degrees Celsius.
The leaders of the 5 countries bordering the Caspian Sea signed a landmark agreement on Sunday on its legal status. The agreement was signed in Kazakhstan by the presidents of Russia, Iran, Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, and Kazakhstan. It comes after more than 20 years of negotiations on how to divide the resources of the world's largest inland body of water. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.